The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. My sisters and brothers, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. The mistake we often make as humans is the desire to recreate those mountaintop experiences that we have in our lives. Now, I've preached about mountaintop experiences before, particularly on the Transfiguration, but I believe it's worth emphasizing because as human beings, we continue to chase after it. It's like chasing for a high that we'll never quite grasp or experience again. I don't know about you, but I've never been able to successfully create an experience to meet the mountaintop experience that I have had envisioned. What I found is that in those moments and experiences that are truly mountaintop experiences, they happen so naturally. And like the disciples at the Transfiguration, they could even happen unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, we want to look back. We want to go back, or we want to stay put. When we do that, we're not following Jesus, and we're going in the wrong direction. Like other aspects of our lives and our society, we've reduced spirituality to be validated by our feelings. So congregations in North America have been focused not on pointing to Jesus Christ and inviting them to be transformed through Christ, but ensuring that people feel good. The problem is that following Christ does not always feel good. So what then is shared with folks is not the gospel, and it is not the way of Christ. Now, I'm sure Peter is well-intentioned here, because who would not want to camp out when experiencing such a marvelous event as the Transfiguration? But notice what Mark says in his gospel. He didn't know what to say because they were terrified. And when we are terrified, when we are afraid, we want to hold on to and protect what we know to be good. We want to go back and even try to recreate the good that we recall. But when we reduce our faith to feeling, we fail to listen to what Jesus has to say to us. We hear in chapter 9, verse 7, "Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, 'This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him.'" When we gather for worship as church, around word and sacrament, that is our mountaintop experience. It's not about a feel-good experience. It's not always a feel-good experience. But the experience of heaven and earth coming together is a mountaintop experience. We're centered in the word. We're listening to our Lord, and then we are fed and nourished with his body and blood in the sacrament of Holy Communion. And as I said recently, we do not leave that experience that we've received here. We do not leave that encounter with God here. And we don't stay on the mountaintop. Thanks be to God that we are gathered together with our Lord on the mountaintop when we worship around word and sacrament. But we must follow our Lord down from the mountain and follow him to the places and spaces where people need to encounter the word of life and that promise of salvation in Jesus Christ. The transfiguration is not the height of revealing Jesus and who Jesus is. It's a miraculous event. The disciples would have seen his humanity and divinity and tried to make some sense of that, yet Christ has more work to do. In Mark chapter 8, just before the transfiguration, Jesus foretells of his death and resurrection. This mountaintop experience is not the mountaintop experience. It will be his sacrifice on the cross that will open for us the mountaintop experience of heaven and earth coming together. No more division or barriers that separates us from experiencing full communion with the living God. It's through the cross that that is possible. There is not a mountain. There aren't temple curtains. Heaven and earth no longer divided because of the victory that we have through Christ's sacrifice on the cross. Jesus is leading the disciples from the mountaintop of the transfiguration to the cross and empty tomb. It is this good news that they will share. And it is this good news that will spread throughout the world. Remember, in holy baptism, we are joined to Christ in his death and resurrection, and we must trust and listen to the one who we are joined to. I cannot say this enough. Our feelings about God will change. Our feelings towards God will change. It changes throughout the course of our lives. But God's feelings towards us will not change. So even when we gather for worship around word and sacrament, you may not be feeling it. And perhaps today's one of them. But God's feelings towards you remains the same. Your sins are forgiven. The word guides you and promises you of our Lord's abiding presence. And then we are fed with the bread of heaven and the cup of salvation, reminded of the sacrifice of Christ, his body given for us, his blood shed for us. Our Lord comes to us in this holy meal that we share. God continues to feel nothing but love for us and continues to say, "I love you," whenever we gather as church around word and sacrament for worship. Worship around the word, around the holy meal, is a mountaintop experience, but it's not about what we are doing. It's about what God is doing. God is at work. We must not look backward. Must not try to go back to what the past was like. Don't try to preserve the present out of fear. We must follow Christ. We must continue to press on in the mission and ministry we're called to. Now, the way our church calendar works, we had the baptism of our Lord as our first Sunday after the Feast of Epiphany. And in this final week, just before Lent, we have the Transfiguration. And in both instances, we hear of this voice from heaven revealing to us something about Jesus. In Jesus' baptism, we hear that voice from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you am I am well pleased." And at the Transfiguration, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." So, beloved people of God, as we prepare to start our Lenten journey, we're given this instruction to listen to Jesus. How do you plan to intentionally listen to Jesus during this coming season of Lent? How will you intentionally follow Jesus during the coming season of Lent? Last week we heard about the healing of Simon's mother-in-law, and it was her gifts that she used in her everyday tasks, in her everyday life, that was able to show and share God's love with the people that she encountered. It's not much different from the disciples being called to do what they do when they come down from the mountain after experiencing the transfiguration. The invitation to listen and to follow Jesus, it's not a request to add another event or project in your life. I don't want you to just clutter your calendar up with Jesus stuff. That's not the kind of discipleship we're called to carry out, just to check boxes, fill up our calendars. Listening and following to Jesus is not confined to a project. It's not confined to an event or a time slot. It is the center and grounding on how we're to live each day. It transforms how we approach things that are on our calendar. It also calls us to think about the stuff we should or should not be putting on our calendar. Listening to Jesus has a perpetual impact on every facet of our lives. We descend from the mountaintop of worship around word and sacrament, and we encounter the neighbor who needs the love of God. By our sharing of the love we received on this mountaintop, sharing the love of the Lord with those who are fearful, with those who are suffering. We do this through the God-given gifts we've been bestowed. We do this by listening and trusting Jesus. We do this because our faith is in the one who's not only obedient, but faithful all the way to the cross, so that nothing could separate us from the love that we have in Jesus, now and forever. Amen. Thanks be to God. Amen.